This table is a combination of two tables from Van Hold, showing the free energy changes associated with various types of dimer, tetramer, and higher-order aggregate formation from histone monomers. The first table, at the top of the page, shows the tendency of each subunit to self-associate to form homodimers and higher aggregates. The main thing to note here is that both H3 and H4 are significantly more likely to self-associate than the others. The most important number on this page, however, located in the lower table, is the delta G for association of individual H3 and H4 monomers to form a tetramer. This tetramer is the self-same thermodynamic tetramer we have been looking at so closely, and this delta G value is the reason I so named it. At minus 28.1 kilocalories per mole, the tendency of H3 and H4 subunits to form a tetramer greatly exceeds the tendencies of any of the other monomer pairs listed in the table to form a dimer. By comparison with the next line of data, just below the arrows, we may perhaps be justified in presuming that the lion's share of the free energy change for H3-H4 tetramer formation is to be found in the tendency of individual H3 and H4 subunits to first form dimers, because the next step, association of pairs of H3-H4 dimers to form tetramers, is no more favorable than the tendencies of the members of any of the other heterodimer pairs listed to associate into their respective dimers. I presume further, because of its conspicuous absence, that no tetramer will spontaneously form in vitro from the other pair of histone monomers, H2A and H2B. The data in these tables led directly to our current concept of histone structure, a concept that was first suggested by Kornberg and Thomas in 1974.